It's Wellness Wednesday.
Wellness Wednesday.
Yeah. On the front page.
My page.
Radio Free. Yeah. 102.3. KJLX.
I'm looking good. I'm looking good. Yeah. 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 I'm looking good. I'm looking good. I'm looking good. I'm looking good.
So Wellness Wednesday, special guest on the phone, Brenda Darcell Lee. She's the executive director of the California Black Health Network. She's from Inglewood. She used to be the associate director of the emergency management and planning at California Primary Care Association. She's got over 30 years of experience in healthcare policy. And she is working with the California Black Health Network. It's a statewide not-for-profit, been around since 1978, and their mission is to improve the health status of people of African descent in California and eliminate those health disparities that we are always talking about. Darcell, good morning.
Good morning, Dominique. Good morning, Front Page family. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming on. You got a tough job. You right now, you're on a mission to let us know, you know, how this so-called Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, impacts Black people. And a lot of these things don't kick in until, you know, 2016 or 2014, but some stuff is going on right now, and we're missing some of it, aren't we?
That is so true, Dominique. That is so true. And yes, it is a tough job, but I got to tell you, like Coach E was just talking about, I am so passionate about what I do. It's my pleasure to be able to talk about this up and down the state of California, to inform and to educate people, because our people seriously need to know about this. It's already kicked in. There's so much already going on with the ACA, and unfortunately, the right wing owns most of the television stations, and so you only hear one side. We're not getting the word out as prolifically as I'd like to see it happen. So just
you say ACA, just for clarity, that's Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I've tried to change the nomenclature there, too. We really, at California Black Health Network, we're using the term ACL, the Affordable Care Law, because what the Supreme Court did was to uphold the law, and it is now the law of the land. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be here no matter how much politics enters into it, how much the Republicans want to debate whether or not it's law or not. And I just have to say this aside. I thought it was very interesting, keeping it in the vein of the Olympics, that during the Olympic ceremony in London, there was this beautiful opening ceremony with all the pomp and circumstance, and the very last piece of the presentation was the celebration that England had of its National Health Service. They actually incorporated that into their opening ceremonies because so many people there are proud and lifted up as having provided coverage for all these people that live there. And the commentator said, isn't this interesting that here we are at one of the world's largest events celebrating the National Health Service because it covers so many people, and in America, we're debating whether or not we should even have universal health coverage for our people. What must the world think? So I just thought that was kind of an interesting piece.
Yeah, well, you know, if we get universal health coverage here, if we get single payer, I'll go and dance in the opening ceremonies next time it's at the U.S. Olympics.
You're right.
I'll bring out all the old dances. But look,
you're right.
You know, I think the president has decided to embrace the term Obamacare because the right tried to do that to make it disparaging. And I know he's trying to turn the tables on them, and maybe it works. I mean, I think once people start to realize how this thing is helping them in so many different ways, maybe they'll say, Obamacare, thank you, Mr. President. But I don't think we're not there yet.
Yeah, but let me tell you, in answer to your first question, a little bit about what's going on already. Since the law has been passed, we already have in place what's called PSIP. It's the pre-existing health insurance program. And there are just millions of people who are being helped that were denied coverage, that didn't have coverage, who now have coverage because you can no longer deny pre-existing conditions. And some of that has already gone into place. More of it will go into place in 2014. Then, of course, there's the emphasis in the Act on prevention and wellness, which I think for African Americans is especially important. And so the prevention screenings that you can get for colon cancer, for breast cancer, for diabetes, for hypertension, you can now get those screenings without having to pay any copays. There are senior issues that are being addressed where seniors no longer have to pay deductibles or copays to have preventive treatment or vaccinations by physicians, diagnostic tests and screenings. Medicare benefits are increased. And then there are, one of the big ones is young adults can now stay from 19 to 26, can stay on their parents' insurance. So there are thousands of people who have been covered that weren't covered before the ACA.
Right. And, we've talked a lot about that. I mean, I think that's one of the things that most anyone can get their mind around, you know, why that's important. When you talk about preventative care, though, I mean, it sounds like blah, 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 blah to most people. Preventative care. But what we're really talking about is that a lot of people don't go to the doctor because we don't have the money, period.
Right.
And now what you're saying is that there are ways to go to the doctor and not pay for it, at least to find out what's going on.
That's exactly right. And the reason that's important, and especially important to African Americans, just listen to a few of these statistics. In 2009, 21% of African Americans were uninsured. That's about 20% of African Americans didn't have any kind of a regular doctor. Less than 16% of whites were in that category. African Americans were more likely to develop and die from cancer or any other racial, more so than any other racial or ethnic group. African Americans were diagnosed with AIDS at 9 times the rate of whites. And African Americans were likely to use emergency room departments as their regular place of care rather than going to a primary care doctor. We've had the greatest incidence of hypertension, diabetes, obesity, cancer-related illnesses than any other racial group in America. So these screenings are really important because the way that you detect disease is to have the screenings. I should say the way that you prevent death is to have the screenings ahead of time, detect the disease, and then develop the treatment plan. So I think it's important that we understand we must go. And one example is I was talking to a young man, and I say young man because he was under 50, and he had prostate cancer. And he said that he had never gone for a screening before, and by the time they found it, he had to have the surgery rather than having the option of treatment and no surgery.
Of course, I guess that's a controversial area because they said, you know, they're giving men too many screenings and that, you know, we should back off on those prostate screenings. But some folks say that is not true for African-American men.
Not for African-Americans. That is correct, yes. So I think that these are really important strides forward that the Affordable Care Act has made. I think that our job is important because so many of our folk are not aware of what the Act does. They're confused about what the media is saying in terms of what's good about it, what's bad about it. And so we really need to educate our population. And I'm excited because today is a major day for California Black Health Network. At 11 a.m. this morning, we're going to be having the first of its kind statewide national conference call, bringing together over 200 leaders from around America representing a number of different states and talking about the Affordable Care Act, where it is now, what the status of it is now, and what the next steps are, and giving people tools to implement in their communities to help others understand what the benefits of this act are and what they can do themselves to empower their communities.
5:39 in the morning. We are taking your phone calls if you have a question for Brenda Darcell Lee. You can give us a call, 520-KHLH, 520-5554. If you just want to argue with me, you know, I'm always available for that. It's the front page on a Wellness Wednesday. More straight ahead. Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH.
Find your greatness. The front page. Radio Free, 102.3 KJLH.
Rhymes are wasting and just doing so much hate. And free your heart and show your greatness. I like you had to come from up under the basement. Just like you had Satan trying my patience.
U.S. Bank presents the 25th Annual Long Beach Jazz Festival, August 10th through 12th at the beautiful Rainbow Lagoon in Long Beach. Come and experience a fabulous weekend of some of the best performances from world-class musicians with the Isley Brothers, featuring Ronald and Ernie Isley, Chrisette Michelle, the Blackbirds, Lila James, Brian Culbertson and David Sanborn, Keith Sweat, Jonathan Butler, Warren Hill and Mesa, Diane Reeves, Kirk Whalum, Larry Graham and Graham Central Station, Pancho Sanchez, and many more. Save the dates now to experience the 25th Annual Long Beach Jazz Festival, August 10th through 12th at the beautiful Rainbow Lagoon in Long Beach. Get your tickets now by calling Rainbow Promotions at 562-424-0013 or visit rainbowpromotions.com. VIP sections and box seats are available while tickets last. Don't miss the 25th Annual Long Beach Jazz Festival, August 10th through 12th at the beautiful Rainbow Lagoon in Long Beach. Sponsored in part by Budweiser. It's another Rainbow Promotion.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-422-0488. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-422-0488. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-500-8588. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-500-8588. 1-800-500-8588.
It's Wellness Wednesday on the front page. Feeling better yet, better yet, better yet.
Free 102.3 KJLH on a Wellness Wednesday. More with Darcell Lee. More of your phone calls, 520-KJLH, 520-5554. Find out how to get that preventive care absolutely free. That's coming up.
KJLH, Compton, Los Angeles.
And it is time for some headlines.
Now. Headlines for higher minds. A front page news brief with Dominique DePrima.
It is the 1st of August, 2010, and a big happy birthday to the Belizean brother, Mr. Hugh Fuller. President Barack Obama leading Mitt Romney among likely voters in Ohio and Florida. He's got a double-digit lead in Pennsylvania, according to a Quinnipiac University CBS News New York Times poll released this morning. The poll, conducted from July 24th through the 30th, shows President Obama leading his presumptive Republican challenger 53% to 42% in Pennsylvania. The 11-point lead results largely from independents, who favor the president by 22 points, and women, who favor the president by 24 points. The president holds a 6-point lead in Ohio. His lead there also due in large part to women who back him by a 21-point margin. Hunting for the arsonist, who they believed had set several mysterious fires around one of the city's high schools this month, police in Irvine say they finally found their culprit before dawn July 24th. In a nature preserve, police arrested Rainier Rainscheid, a 48-year-old professor at UC Irvine, on charges of trying to light a fire in Mason Park Preserve with a newspaper and lighter fluid not far from a wooded spot where his 14-year-old son had hanged himself 4 months earlier. Rainscheid, who teaches in the Department of Pharmaceutical Science, posted bail and was released that day. But when police examined his cell phone 3 days later, they found something they described as much more sinister: emails in which he allegedly spoke of committing mass murder at University High School, the campus his son had attended. That's in today's LA Times. KABC reports a $50,000 reward is being offered in the murder of a 66-year-old man whose severed head was found in the Hollywood Hills. The LA City Council approving the reward Tuesday. Police and the City Council hope it will bring more clues in the case. In January, two women hiking in the Bronson Canyon area of Griffith Park found Harvey Medellin's head in a plastic bag near Canyon Drive. Anyone with information asked to call the LAPD 1-877-LAPD-247. Gabby Douglas and the U.S. women's gymnastic team have won the gold, winning the first Olympic team gold in gymnastics since 1996. Swimming sensation Michael Phelps set the Olympic record for most medals won Tuesday, helping the U.S. to the gold medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay at the London Games. That brought his medal haul to 19, including a record 15 gold medals. And the U.S. overall, with 23 medals, currently tied for first place with China. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, right now 64 degrees in the city of Inglewood. This update being brought to you by Wells Fargo. Call, click, or stop by today to start a conversation with a Wells Fargo banker. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far. I'm Dominique DePrima, and it's Radio Free 102.3 KJLH. I'm speaking with Darcelle Lee. She's the executive director of the California Black Health Network. It's a statewide non-for-profit established in 1978. Their mission, to improve the health status of people of African descent in California and close those famous wellness gaps. Brenda, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, well, tell me, let's start off with this. I have a couple questions, people on the phone that want to talk to you. But how do you access these services? You know, I mean, we're talking about blood pressure screenings, cholesterol screenings, pap smears and mammograms for women, and well child visits, which is basically a checkup for your child. These can all be accessed for free right now in California, right? Because of so-called Obamacare. How do you get the services?
That's correct. For those who already have insurance, all they have to do is go to their primary care doctors and let them know that they want to have the screening, and those will kick in immediately. But I think that it's important for people to know that there are also, for those who don't have insurance, there are low-income health programs. We call them LIPS, and people can qualify for those programs. LIPS are run by the counties. 47 counties have opted into this program, and they are intact because of the Affordable Care Act. And in order to be eligible for a low-income health program, you must be a U.S. citizen, a permanent legal resident for at least 5 years. You are a non-pregnant individual between 19 and 64. You live in one of the 47 counties, and as far as I know, one of the counties, the only one county that has opted out at this point is Fresno County. And you are not eligible for federally funded Medicaid health insurance program or Healthy Families, and your income doesn't exceed 80% of the poverty level, which I believe is a little around, somewhere around 30, doesn't exceed that, around $29,000-$30,000. So if you're eligible, you can go to your county health department and you can actually sign up for the program. You are qualified. Once you're qualified, you can get all of the free screening.
Now you go where in the county?
The County Health Department.
Okay, which of course most of us probably have no clue where that is.
Most of those are located all around the city of Los Angeles. There's, I believe there's an office in Inglewood as well. And if you dial 411 and ask for County Health Department, you can be connected.
So then you go there. Is it a massive paperwork kind of project to qualify for one of those?
There is paperwork that has to be filled out. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about this program yet, and so what I've been told is that it is not as red tape laden and burdensome as some of the other programs, but California Black Health Network is doing another thing, and that is in the Affordable Care Act, there is it's set up to have what's called promotores and assisters to help people navigate the system. What we're doing at California Black Health Network, and we're announcing it today, is we're setting up a program called Conductors. And we're doing that in celebration of course, our own culture and what Harriet Tubman did as she used conductors to help people navigate to their freedom. We call this navigating to your freedom, the freedom of using the healthcare system. And so on our website, as of next week, there will be a button you can click on to help you find a conductor in your community who can help you navigate through low-income health programs, through components of the ACA, and to help you find how you access some of these wonderful new services that are available to you. And our website is www.cablackhealthnetwork.org.
And, of course, we'll have that posted at kjlhradio.com, along with dominiquedeprima.com. So you have a conference call today, getting leaders on board with this and helping to get the word out. You have people available through the website to guide folks through these applications for this low-income, basically low-income health insurance is what it is.
Yes.
And once you're in those programs, those cover more than just preventative health, right?
They cover all kinds of services. That's correct. There will be the preventative programs, and of course there are treatment programs, there are vaccination options. There are all kinds of services that will be available to you. The regular kinds of things that you would need, because once you are in the low-income health program, you're assigned to a primary care physician, and that primary care physician is part of a provider network that helps you to navigate you through the different types of services you might need.
And California has really embraced the Affordable Care Law, as you all call it, or Obamacare. I mean, it seems like we probably because we have more uninsured people than most other states.
That is correct. That is correct. I even have a few figures for you that just seem astounding to me. In California, more than 355,000 young adults between 19 and 26 have already that didn't have insurance have already been insured because of the Affordable Care Act. Also, in California, nearly 1 million people receive expanded preventive benefits. Since 2011, they've been covered. They're going to be set up. I believe that many people have heard the word health benefits exchanges under the ACA. Our state is the first to really establish its health benefits exchange. They are in the process right now of setting up all the details and to be ready, the infrastructure to be ready for 2014. And in California, they're going to be like stores where people who normally would be covered by Medicaid can go to the store, they can shop for insurance, and this is something else that California Black Health Network is really going to help people with. They will be able to look at what their options are and what kind of insurance packages they can get. And this is something that California is just about there with and will be ahead of the curve as opposed to many other states. So there are so many ways in which California is on top of the ACA, has been involved since the beginning. And I want to do a shout out for Senator Curran Price, also from Inglewood, who has been so active in this fight for affordable care in California. He's going to be on the call today, and he has worked hand in hand with us to support the act, to help with the implementation, and to make sure the Legislative Black Caucus in California continues to push forward.
We are really literally almost out of time, and I want to try to get in some of these calls.
Sure,
so I'm going to ask that you give very short answers to these folks if you have the information. But if they want to be included in the call, can they email to try to get involved?
They can go to our website, again, www.cablackhealthnetwork.org. There is an icon on the front page, and they click on that, and they can register to be on the call.
Okay, let's go to Michael Cobb calling from Culver City. Michael, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I had to ask a gentleman about the prostate test. You know, I'm supposed to go to the doctor Friday. They did the finger thing 2 weeks ago, which they didn't find no lumps. So then they said they had to go back there again in 2 more weeks to put a camera in back to see if, you know, cancer is there. Is there any way that I can get past that, or can they take blood or your stool?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking. You want to know if there's an alternative to the test?
Right, besides putting the camera in the back.
Darcel, can you answer that? Because I don't know
that. That would be something you really want to ask your doctor about. I am not an MD, and I can't really answer that question clinically. I think that that's something you should go to your doctor and you should ask, what are my options? Tell me what my options are, other than what's been recommended.
Yeah, well, we can do a whole show about that. David from LA, short version of your question, if you would.
Hello.
Hi, you're on, but I need a short version.
Oh. Yeah, I had a question about you know, the pharmaceutical companies that are suppressing some of the more natural remedies to some of these problems. People claim to cure many things. It's actually like a theory treatment. It's
okay.
Like
not exactly
like
what we're talking about today, but maybe Darcel has some comments on that.
I couldn't hear him well.
What's the role of big pharma in pushing certain medications, suppressing alternative therapies and treatments?
Again, I'm sorry. I do not want to give you medical information on the air. I really think these are things that you should talk with your primary care physician about.
Well, probably not, because if they're being sent on Hawaiian vacations by Big Pharma, that's not who you want to talk to about.
I'm not hearing the question. I couldn't hear the question.
Well, you know, that's okay. But you can research that online. If I were you, I would talk to some of these alternative medicine practitioners and then talk to your doctor and then compare what the two say and figure it out for yourself, because part of the problem that we're encountering, unless you find a doctor that you really trust, like, you know, Dr. Noel Reed, or doctors that are on board with alternative medicine and up to speed with that, they're always going to side with the pharmaceutical companies because they're the ones that are paying for their medical conferences and their vacations in Hawaii and the like. But that's another topic for another day.
And that is something I would love to discuss with you, because I do agree with you, but I couldn't hear you well. It broke up. And I would agree that there are alternatives to a lot of the medical advice that's being given these days.
Well, Darcel, we got to go. It's time to pass the mic to Steve Harvey, but I want to ask you, what would you leave us with this morning? And then of the many things that we've talked about, such as the benefits of the Affordable Care Law or Obamacare and some of these low-income treatment options, is that stuff we can keep abreast of on your website?
On our website, yes. Please visit the website. We're constantly posting new information. We're trying to make sure that we keep people informed. But I also would suggest that we began to really read for ourselves, search for ourselves, study for ourselves, and understand what our options are. We at California Black Health Network are more than willing to help you with by arming you with tools and information. So go to our website, take a look at what's there, and then give us a call if you want to do that. We're more than willing to talk with you and to guide you.
What do you read? I mean, because you say read. There's on the Internet, there's endless reading you can do. What do you read?
There is endless reading.
On medical stuff.
Yeah, I try to keep abreast of, I go to HHS.gov, CA.gov. There is a lot of information there about the Affordable Care Act. I also look at the White House postings every day on the Affordable Care Act on WhiteHouse.gov. Because they have a whole section on the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, but great.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We have to leave it there. Brenda Darcell-Lee, we appreciate you, and we will definitely post your California Black Health Network link on our websites as well. As you go on your way about your day, let's take a moment to affirm ourselves. Oh, don't forget to tune in tomorrow to the front page where we're going to have our hometown hoodie awards. We know Steve Harvey's got his hoodie awards in Las Vegas. Adé Lamar will be there broadcasting live. We got our front page hometown hoodie awards. You don't want to miss that. Okay, let's take a deep breath in and let us release. Today, let me remember I am entitled to the best life has to offer. I can ask for what I want and expect to receive all that is for my own good. In the midst of confusion, I will be still and tell the truth. Till next time, Radio Free Family, be well. One love.
Break it down.
102.3 KJLH, Compton, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Inglewood. 102 days of summer heat.